Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. The star of our show is the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the iconic actor from Land's End, which is now on Tubi. I believe Fred, you and I were watching that. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Hi. Yeah, I think it was Tubi.
It might have been
a Get TV.
Yeah, well, someone will tell us because Land's End is on there. It's the series that Fred did, one of the first big syndicated series put on by Fred and people at Disney, was it, that was putting the stuff
well,
on?
Well, Disney was a distributor, and they were we were partners in distribution. But, we had a real good opportunity to get a real interesting, unusual series on the air, and it didn't make it.
Well, I'm starting to watch it, and I was gone in Hawaii for about a week just to detox and relax a little bit. But we digress here because this is our Halloween edition of the show, and I can see you dressed as we want to describe your costume.
Oh, I have a T-shirt on.
That's good. And I, of course, am wearing the losing Dodger blue shirt that
you
got
to dump that. You got to dump that. Either that or get the Dodgers and change your colors.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think that's your best bet.
Best bet to do it. Hey, we're going to talk World Series. We're going to talk football. We'll get you in our chat room, too. Our Facebook live chat room is going on. Don't be a stranger. Get in there early so we can talk to you and find out what's going on. We're going to talk some football, maybe some basketball, and maybe even tell you what Fred's favorite Halloween trick-or-treat candy is.
It's new. I changed it. I shuffled it.
You've shuffled it. I know you have.
Yeah.
Used to be. I think you're going to be wrong if you guess what I think you're thinking about out there. So get ready because we'll tell you what's in our gift bag here as we hand out some things for you. It's the Sports Lounge coming to you on the Sirius XM Sports Byline Radio, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and, of course, on every app known to man that you can listen to all around the country. We'll be back. Thanks for joining us. It's the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Hello, everyone. Fred Dreyer here for Balance7.com. Do you suffer from low energy, acid reflux, heartburn, joint discomfort, or a weak immune system? Well, Balance7 is your answer. Balance7 dilutes the acid in your body and kickstarts your immune system. That's right. 3 sips a day is all you need. In 3 days, you will feel the difference. Balance7 is my go-to drink to energize me every day. Stop taking those caffeinated, sugar-filled energy drinks. Balance7 works. Remember, a sick body is an acid body. So, cut the acid in your body with Balance 7. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. Use the code word FRED to get $15 off your order and free shipping, plus a money-back guarantee. Man, you can't beat this. Call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Or go to balance7.com. And don't forget the code. code word FRED.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Reaching into the candy bag, I can see over there.
No, I'm attuning my earphone box up here.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's an earphone box. It's an earphone box.
Yeah.
Here it is right here.
Okay, thank you for showing that. This is nice. Now it'll probably start humming. Ah. Welcome back here to the show. It is the Sports Lounge coming to you from, as I mentioned, Sirius XM, Sports Byline, CRN Digital Talk Radio, and also on Facebook Live and a lot on Roku and on crntalk.com. You can get your comments in there. We'll go to your comments here in just a few minutes. But welcome to the show. Fred Dreyer, it's our Halloween special. What is your trick-or-treat candy of choice when you're going to be going out Monday? I know you like to go out around the neighborhood and put on that old disguise of yours over there and get some of the good candy.
I go out the back window and jump over the fence and down the alley.
I know.
Nobody knows I'm out there.
I know.
Well, I bounce back from something that's very easy to take with me.
Mm-hmm.
Does as good a job as you can against melting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a Snickers.
It's a Snickers bar. Is that the one? That's your favorite now. You used
well,
to love
it's, see, it's you, right up in there, yeah.
You were into the Twix bars for a long time.
Yeah, but see, the problem is?
What?
I would take them and I hold them in my hand and look at them and melt. They would melt.
Yeah.
And that was it for me.
And when you were, and during your acting career during Hunter, you would go around with a pocket full of Tootsie Rolls, is that correct, and hand them out to cast members?
I wouldn't hand them out. I wouldn't carry them around so I could distribute them. I ate them. That was the problem.
Oh, I see.
The joke is that the wardrobe, Joy, my wardrobe gal, she came in and says, here's your costumes for the next two scenes, and then here's your coat. You only have a coat to... to wear in the next one, so you're all set to go, and so I went over and checked the clothes out like I always do, and in every pocket of every one of those jackets was wrappers from Tootsie Rolls,
which you tend to have an uncanny way of eating a candy and then placing it in some place. Where you get rid of it right away. You don't put it in your pocket anymore. I know we had earlier today, we were cleaning up some envelope boxes and things of that nature, and I saw you after eating one of those candies, you're looking around and Bingo. You just put it right in the box because you figured it was going to be going to Elvis' treasure trove of cardboard. And
yes.
I actually had to pick it up and put it in the proper container there. Thank you, Madison. She's getting me some. She's got all my information here. That's good. So anyway, favorite candy now, Snickers. You're going out this year, Monday night. I'm going to pal up with you. Now, you're going to go as Frankenstein again like you do every year, aren't you?
I'm not going to do any costume stuff. I'm just going to I'm going to do what Freddy Krueger does. You know, and his movies.
What does he do?
Not Freddy Krueger, but Halloween.
Oh, and the Halloween Michael. And the Jamie Lee Curtis movies,
Michael.
Right? Yeah, Michael.
Every time you turn around, you'll see some kids stopping and looking down the street, and you'll see Michael standing way down there. Just
in his hockey
there.
Mask, right?
Just standing there, yeah. And they do about 10 of those shots, and
that's
I'm going to I'm going to reenact them.
You are? Well, now I got to get a new uniform because I was going to go as Igor. You know, nobody men Igor's neck. And I was going to go out with you because he always palled around with Frankenstein.
Yeah, you won't be hanging out with me.
I won't. No, not if you're Michael. I'm not going on and doing that at all. I think then I'm forced to go in as I'm going to get a big cardboard box, cut a hole in the front of it, and I'm going to go as a TV set again this year.
A late model
television set.
Hoffman. Hoffman. That's it. There you go.
Easy vision. It's going to be good. I'll paint myself kind of green.
Exactly.
Those of you old timers out there having a good laugh on that one. All right, we got a lot to talk about here on the show. Obviously, Halloween coming up. The World Series, Fred, is this is the Phillies against Houston. And my gosh, the demise of the Dodgers only eclipsed by the fadeaway of the New York Yankees, four straight.
That's embarrassing.
Houston. That's very, with that Aaron Judge with the 62 home runs or whatever he had.
Yeah, very embarrassing.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah, that's that calls for a quick ownership confab.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what that calls for.
They got all those great players and nothing.
Yeah.
You know, the Dodgers had nothing, but at least they were, you know, trying to score some runs or whatever. I mean, the Yankees, 4-0, they were winning that game. They ended up losing at, 6-5 or 7-6 or whatever. It was terrible.
It was 4-0.
They couldn't get a
guy. Good. I mean, enough. You know, if
well,
you
I don't
can
like
tell,
the Astros.
You can tell right away. Well, yeah. I don't care. You can tell right away, you know, if teams are on it or not. I saw the Dodgers the last 2 weeks of the season. I was vehemently vocal, and I made phone calls, vocal about.
I received many of them.
Yeah, well, I made phone calls about Dave Roberts, who's a fine manager. You can't knock winning over 100 games the last 3 years.
Winningest manager in Major League history. Best winning percentage.
No, he's fabulous.
Yeah.
And God bless him. But you know, you can't. Have your team slow down to the extent that he did just so we could bring up and try to fit pieces from Oklahoma City.
Some of the youngsters.
And he said, well, let's, you know, we're going to win this division and we're going to be just fine, but let's just screw around here a little bit with the tempo of our lineup. And that's what they did. They screwed around with the tempo of the lineup. They couldn't, even when the game started and when they needed the relief pitcher, they fooled everybody, including themselves, by thinking that they will they know how to craft a closer, and they'll do it by committee. Okay, you do it by committee, but that doesn't mean you won't start out using the best pitcher under the best circumstances.
Correct.
They had, what was the guy's name? Phillips. He was the best reliever they had last year. He had more command of his pitches than any of the relief pitchers.
He got socked, though, once in the
Padres. That's mathematics.
Yeah.
You know, this guy had control, and he had location under control.
That's true.
He had 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and he also had pitches off of that. And when it came time to the series with San Diego, he decided, because it's committee, let's go into the committee bowl. So they went and pulled out a random relief pitchers. It didn't make any sense. They should have came in and, okay, you're only going to pitch Tyler Anderson for six innings, five innings, or whatever it was. Then you better have the next guy lined up. Who is it? Well, they didn't know until the inning started. And it was just maddening to see how confused the coaching staff was. And I was really disappointed. It made me now start asking questions that I had already answered, a year or two ago about this coaching staff and about the organization and all this. And now, it played itself out to where you don't have a thought in your head in terms of how to use your pitching staff and your bullpen.
You're not going to be one of those newspaper blowhards that go on talk shows and just blurt out that Mookie Betts didn't show up. I mean, maybe the Dodgers had a slowdown, but I got to say this. All I'll say is, in a short series, should be seven games, all of them, but in a short series, you got to do as Melvin did there, the manager of San Diego. If your pitcher's going strong, keep him in there an extra inning or two. You don't go pulling him out and put in your sixth inning guy and your seventh. It's not like you're playing 109,000 games for the season. This is a seven-game series, so if the guy's hot, ride him until he's cold.
That's right.
And
when the guy starts giving up hits, you'll know when to go out and get him. And by the way, let's have somebody or two.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968, 800-817-2968, 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
Let's say life knocks on your door, and you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call Easy Knock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, Easy Knock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call Easy Knock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
Easy Knock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Come on. You watch the news. Be prepared to pay more taxes. Then if you owe back taxes or haven't filed in a few years, get ready. The IRS, the largest collection agency in the world, will be coming after you. With the power to collect taxes by any means they want to. Hey, they can freeze your bank account, your passport, even padlock your business. Oh, good times. Look, if the IRS claims you owe them $5,000 or more in back taxes and they're coming after you, don't panic. Call my friends at Get a Tax Lawyer first. Their job is to negotiate with the IRS and save you money. They're experts at it. That's all they do. And you can trust them. In some cases, they have reduced a $50,000 tax bill to less than $1,000. If you owe the IRS $5,000 or more in back taxes, call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. 800-732-9635. That's 800-732-9635.
are back in the sports lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, and again, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. So let's get into the World Series a little bit here, Fred, as we're moving into it here this weekend. And yep. They made a list of the best players in the World Series, and they ranked them from the Astros and the Phillies. And our producer here, Jeremy, gave us like the top 15. Like they got Rhys Hoskins from the Phillies, first baseman, number 15. Christian Javier, Astros, starting pitcher. Shortstop from the Astros, Jeremy Pena. Astros, Ryan Presley was number 12. Right-handed pitcher, Framber Valdez, starting pitcher, Astros. You got Kyle Schwarber, outfielder from the
I like
the
that
Phillies.
Guy.
I like Schwarber a lot, too. I think he could be a key in the series for the Phillies. If he gets hot, watch out.
Yeah, the Dodgers do not have a Kyle Schwarber on their squad.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber. He was on the Cubs and did a job for the Cubs in the World Series.
He's played well wherever he's gone.
He did. Number 9, Kyle Tucker, outfield for the Astros. Number 8, from the Phillies, they say JT Realmuto.
I like him.
He's a best all-around catcher, they say, in the game.
Used to be a fish at Miami
Marlin. Yeah, Miami Marlin, yeah. And I think Will Smith may have it over this guy right now. But Realmuto, in his career, he's been doing about 20 homers a kind of season. And he's a good fielder, and he's a good catcher, knows how to handle a pitching staff. So we'll see what happens there. Also, number 7, Aaron Nola with the Phillies.
The Nola brothers.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yep.
Zach Wheeler from the Phillies, also another pitcher there. Aaron and Zach may be able to bring it there. Now, you get down to the top 5. Justin Verlander. Now, he had a little bit of trouble with the Mariners in Game 1 of the American League Division Series, but he dominated the Yankees in Game 1 of the American League Championship Series, striking out like 11. He did 6 in a row, so we'll see who comes to play here right now. And one thing I love Dusty Baker, the manager of Houston. That's all I like about Houston is Dusty Baker. Everybody else, any of those retro guys that went back into 2016 banging on trash cans, I hope you bite it in the World Series this year. That's all I got to say.
I years ago, would ride my Harley Davidson into the Valley.
Yeah, in San Fernando Valley.
Oh, yeah. That's
well, right. We're nationwide, worldwide. We're in broadcast out of Hollywood. Okay.
So I pulled into Adam's Rib restaurant.
Is that a good one?
Salad bar.
Oh, salad bar.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Fish, chicken, all that type of thing. And who's sitting in the window by himself is Dusty Baker.
See, I like Dusty. So, I think he's good. This is his chance to win a World Series if he's going to win one.
Well, of course. You got to be in it first.
Well, he brought his little kid on the field, and that kind of screwed up the Giants for their win there, and they didn't get the World Series. The Angels came back and wiped out the San Francisco Giants.
So anyway.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
So anyway.
It's your story.
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to mention that. I got excited.
You're excited.
So you're having a salad
bar. You're impetuous. You're excited. It's playoff time. There you go.
It's true.
I walked over. I said, "Hey, Dusty, how you doing?" He goes, "Hey, how you doing?" And I said, "What have you been up to?" He goes, "Looking for a job, man. Just looking for a job."
Yeah, see, we got one.
And there he is.
He went to the Cubs, and unfortunately, that fielder went ahead in the Cubs and put his the fan put his hand and hit the ball and
Bartman.
Yeah, screwed up the whole Cubs' chance to win the World Series when Dusty was there. So Dusty's a good manager and maybe even borderline great. But he didn't turn his team around from all this adversity to get him to go. So we'll see how he gets these guys.
Well, let me ask you this question.
Well, sure.
Didn't he win 3 of 5 World Series championships with the Giants?
No,
he wasn't there. Can I answer that for you?
Let me answer it for you.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
It was.
Who did?
Bruce Bochy.
Oh, he just got hired.
Who is in there's a lot of controversy now about will Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers go to Texas because Bruce Bochy got snuck out of retirement and is going to manage the Texas Rangers. But again, I don't think anything's going to happen. If he does, Bochy's a miracle worker.
Hey, you know something?
What's that? Let me get you your shot. Hold on. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead.
There it is.
There
you Hi.
Go.
You know, I'll tell you something. It's really funny, you know, when you pine away, embrace yourself for change that you really have been reluctant to accept. I think it's time that Kershaw move on to Texas.
And I think, now hold on a second. Really? I'm sorry. Go ahead. Take me out of the shot. Go on.
Are you all right?
That's all right. Go ahead.
Are you? So I think that you take Kershaw out of the lineup, and in doing so, he will make the Dodgers' choice for them to go get DeGrom from New York simple.
Oh,
I would change Kershaw for DeGrom in a minute.
Well, I'd keep Kershaw and get DeGrom.
But
you can't do it because of the money?
Well, not so much that is that he's still what they call a spot starter. You're not going to hand him.
He had a pretty good year this year, though, didn't he, Kershaw? Come on, he did pretty well.
But I mean, he could have been a lot better. He wasn't what he was 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think he was better than last year, but he was down for a while, injured. Everybody is, but you got to get. Yeah, you could be right because in a short series, if you want to win in the playoffs, you got to get a strong guy and ride him all you can. Look what they did. The Dodgers wanted an 88. The Oral Hershiser, we're still massaging that arm of his. Can he get out there? You know, Oral Hershiser is the Dodger announcer. They should have brought him down. He would have given you 9 innings right then and there, and they would have been winners.
He could have shut that team out with his sport quota.
Yes. And so that's what you got to have in the playoffs. You got to go old school in the playoffs. You got 5 or 7 games, you got to win it.
Well, anyway, so anyway, my issue is that, the Dodgers, if you put the starters over here, put a pin in the starters that had off seasons or have a tendency to be weak at bats. Then you can ask yourself who in the Dodger farm system could come in and take over. Not that many.
Well, they may have some new kid, some phenom there that you don't know.
Well, you know, the idea was to get rid of Will Smith so they could bring the kid up from. This phenomenal catcher.
We're not going to do that.
But you can't. How are you going to continue to perform as a team that is taken seriously to win championships if you don't have consistency in the batting order?
Yeah,
and this is the thing that was bothering me all along is you can't conceive. A playoff team against top flight pitchers, those pitchers would take any of the Dodger hitters and just pound them out.
And they did. Now, let's get back to this World Series. We're talking a lot about the Dodgers. They're done. They put a toast, put a stick there. They're burnt. Justin Verlander, Houston Astros. If he is the Justin Verlander we all think he can be, he's going to be a tough cookie, and he is. They rate him number 5 in this series. Number 4, they got this Alex Bregman from the third baseman.
Alex Bregman, he's good.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's good.
He's part of those cheating, trash can hitting Astros.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
and they say he's got he's got 36th percentile in the hard hit rate, but he's got a swing. Here's the deal. He can only play with the Astros because he can hit in those, what they call those Crawford boxes there in Houston. Yeah. That's where he can place the ball. So, Alex, you better stay with the Astros no matter what they offer you. And they think he'll do well maybe in the games played at
the
series in Philly when he goes
in the
there.
Last 5 years, yes? Every Astro that has moved on to free agency has excelled.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I'm
going to hit the challenge button.
Look it up.
Hey, that shortstop on Minnesota.
Minnesota, not that great.
Jose Altuve, there's another loser that I can't take from Houston.
Well, I don't like him either. He's too short.
The guy doing his slant eyes or something in the dugout over there when they had
that's what he was doing.
What's his face on the
– I'm surprised, Dusty Baker, who has slant eyes, didn't go over there and club him in the head.
Dusty wasn't with the Astros and that was going on. They should have suspended Altuve in the 2016 series when he did that. to who's our guy? Darvish. You Darvish.
You Darvish.
He was a good pitcher, and they were reading his pitches because they were hitting it with cameras, hitting the cameras. Then they got this guy, Jordan Alvarez, designated hitter, left fielder for the Astros. They say he had a weird postseason. He had two games in the American League Division Series were just incredible. Then he went quiet in the next five games. So we're going to see what happens there.
But yeah, he's like Mondesi.
Yeah, well.
Remember Raul Mondesi?
Yeah, no, that's another old Dodger.
He couldn't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
Now, Bryce Harper is the number one guy to watch in the World Series, and I agree with this. If he hits home runs like he hit against the Padres, where he's just crushing the ball, this guy, along with Schwarber, could be the difference in the World Series. Depends on the Phillies pitching. You know, but
the whole thing is based on pitching.
But they've got a pretty good staff they have there.
I think so.
So it's going to be probably a pretty good series there. And Bryce Harper, designated hitter, they're saying, hey, come on, a designated hitter, see, batted 615 OPS over the final month.
All you got to do is split the first two games, and everything's a toss-up.
Yeah, he said he's never been hotter. And again, you got to ride the best guys. And you know, Dusty Baker's old school. So that's the key, is the management in this World Series. We'll see what happens here.
Right, well, we'll figure it out. But
I'm going to be watching. You coming to the house with some hot dogs?
No, I'm leaving the hot dogs with your neighbor.
Come on. Hebrew
your,
National.
Your neighbor who has that weird, he plays weird music.
Well, he doesn't. They don't eat hot dogs over there. I don't know what they have. I've never heard of good barbecue coming
lamb.
Out of there.
They eat a lot of lamb.
It could be this good lamb when you barbecue. It's delicious. I'll take that. I'll take maybe
you invite. Have you invited your neighbors over?
No.
All right.
He was caught trimming my trees from the top of the wall. I said, you get off there. And then that was it. We've never talked again.
See, I would have used that as an opening to cut his trees down.
Yes.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
Stylish office decor to turn my finished basement into a complete workspace solution.
Staples has you covered.
A desk that's all business, but not too businessy.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now at Staples, save 25% on all desks, storage and filing products, chair mats, lighting, decor, and desk accessories when you buy a chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 10/29. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Everyone's getting more with Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. New and current customers can get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 on us with select trade-in and select 5G unlimited plans. Plus, get $200 when you switch.
Nice.
Everybody's getting more with the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with port in. Less up to $1,000 trade-in / promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions and additional terms apply.
The new Michelin silicone blades last through everything.
On a world record-breaking drive from Alaska to South America in unpredictable conditions.
Thunderstorms, ice storms, they just don't quit.
Rainier Zeitlo chose Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades with advanced quad-tech four-layer coated silicone that repels water, snow, and ice and lasts two times longer than other blades.
It's coming down in sheets.
Real-world proven. Extreme weather wiping performance. Upgrade to Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades today. Only at Walmart.
Your bills are due on the 13th, but you don't get paid until the 15th. Sound familiar? Life doesn't always wait for payday. Get the NetSpend All Access account for your everyday mobile banking needs and get paid up to 2 days faster with direct deposit. Get started today at netspend.com and go beyond banking. Banking services provided by an account established by Pathward NA member FDIC. Faster access based on comparison of our ACH processing policy versus posting funds at settlement. Deposit account opening is subject to registration and ID verification. Terms and costs apply.
Wendy's new French toast sticks are so delicious, some are saying that they're better than their mom's breakfast.
Excuse me, did you just say Wendy's new French toast sticks are better than my breakfast?
Mom, is that you?
Answer the question.
I said some people are saying that because they're so crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside and perfect in every way.
Uh-huh.
And what do you think?
I think it's time to tell people to choose wisely. Choose Wendy's new sweet and crispy homestyle French toast sticks.
That's still not an answer.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. Here's truly Michael Horn, along with my good buddy here, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. You saw him in Hunter. Don't forget, Land's End is out there now. Let's get over to see what we've got for you here to take a look and see what some of the neighbors are thinking about here, Fred. Shall we? Shall we go look in the chat room?
Yeah.
Let's take a peek in there. All right,
peek.
So we got Kathy saying, happy Wednesday, Fred and Mike. Happy Wednesday to you, Kathy. Nikki saying hello, tuning in today from Vegas. Normally, you know, she's in Nebraska. Benjamin is, or Bernard is listening to us from Ottawa. And he said, when the Lakers, you know, started off here 0-3, do you think they'll make the playoffs?
Oh, God.
Fred, what do you think of that one, huh?
They will not win 30 games.
You think it's that bad,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, of course.
Wow. They've been talking about some of the trades with the Lakers that, you know, they could have made some big trades, and apparently they passed on them. And that's right. That's a terrible
That's why
thing.
You've got idiots running that franchise.
You got
Kurt Rambis and his wife. You know, they're weekend barbecue pals of Jeannie. Then you've got Jeannie, who doesn't know.
I like Jeannie. But she might not have the
separate,
best around her.
Separate what I'm saying. Separate the fact that you adore Jeannie and she's wonderful. Okay,
yeah,
granted. But she doesn't know what she's doing. How do I know that? Take a look at the product.
But she's the owner. You should have better people running the franchise. For example,
what did I just
say? The Utah Jazz, they say were willing to, they were going to make a trade for Russell Westbrook, and the fans are really were interested in the prospects. But Los Angeles, the Lakers, didn't explore the trade offers over the last several months, and apparently that one offer that involved the Utah Jazz would have netted the Lakers this Bogdanovich, who's a three-pointer and a veteran. He's gone now. I think he went on and went into to play for somebody else. They traded him.
He went to the Knicks.
Somewhere. And then the veteran forward Rudy Gay and the veteran point guard Mike Conley would have cost him two future first-round draft picks.
But get rid of him.
But, you know, the Jazz were on board for that. And then Bogdanovich went to Detroit. Detroit Pistons is where he's at just before the training camp. So some deals weren't put together. It was you know, things have been losing there.
Yeah, that's right. So
there
she's,
you go, Bernard.
She's a dud. And then they've got and this other guy, Kobe's agent. Somehow there was a sympathy hire. This guy, because he deals in talent and negotiations that and has as he says, leverage with a lot of players and a lot of GMs in the league. That means he's qualified to run this powerful franchise. Do you know what? Can I tell you? Jerry Buss would have laughed himself silly when they said, let's get Kobe's agent to be the general manager.
Yeah, not a good choice.
You can't, look, you can't, you know, make this stuff up.
No.
And it's all a part of the crumbling of a franchise that was wonderful, and unfortunately, it's going to go down in the memory of a great owner.
All right, we got to move along here with some more comments here. By the way, you can get into our we're at Facebook Live in the chat room. Don't forget Fred Dreyer. You can follow him on Twitter at Fred_Dreyer. You can follow me at Mike Horn, CRN. And, you know, leave some messages for us. For God's sakes, we got some more comments here. It's just jamming here with Kathy says, congratulations to Fred Dreyer for being recognized as one of the top 75 male athletes during El Camino College's 75-year history. Very well deserved. And Fred, if we could we get our studio audience? That's me. You went down to San Diego and were recognized there. It was very nice here a few weeks back.
What did you just say? This is El Camino College?
I'm sorry. This is El Camino. You're right. This is, I'm sorry, not San Diego. El Camino. So are you going to go there maybe in El Camino? No. Okay, never mind. All right, Kathy said.
That's a wonderful acknowledgement, and I'm thrilled, and
you're on the wall.
I sure appreciate them.
You're on there. They have pictures, and it's the 75th anniversary athletes wall. So there you go. Fred, by the way, played El Camino. He was in school. He was a right-hander. That was a pretty mean baseball pitcher. Then went into football. El Camino went over to San Diego State, and then I think went on to the NFL. Kathy. We'll check with them later in the show.
Yeah, I might still be there.
James says, hi, Fred and Mike from Glendale, Arizona. Chris is, in addition to Tubi, Land's End can be seen on, is it Plex TV? I don't know if it's correct Plex. Is it Flex or Plex or something? I think that's where we saw it.
I have no idea. There's so many platforms. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of different. Gay says, hello. Lee says, hi, Fred and Mike. Watching from a... Well, hold on a second. Lee is in a Cleveland hospital. What the heck is that?
Hey,
what's going on in there, Lee?
What's going on there, Lee?
Come on. Hey, let's get our fans together here, for gosh sakes.
Well, are we okay? What's the prospectus?
I want to make sure he's all right. So all of you out there. By the way, you did play, I believe, on the New York Giants for a while and also finished your career, didn't you, with the Rams?
Yes, I did. Yes, sir.
Then went on into acting. It's an
amazing thing. I feel like I'm on the Senate subcommittee.
This is your
crossfire.
Life. And then the greatest part of your entire career, which people, you know, Larry Elder comes up to Fred and goes, oh, it's amazing. You had a great football career, and you had a great baseball career. None of them mention what I'm about to say, and I think you listeners will agree with me. The pinnacle of Fred's, the high point of his career, is now with his radio career, is what I think. So let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you so much.
For that. That's
Thank
really
so
true.
Much.
We got a good, so good stuff going and more
Thank
to
you.
Come.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, we've got, let's see, James says, hi, Fred and Mike. He's Glendale, Arizona. I mentioned that. Lee says, hi, Fred and Mike. And again, he's in the hospital. And then Lee says, oh, boy, he didn't give us any more information, but hopefully he will. Pamela says... hello from Georgia, and she says, congratulations, Fred, on getting, oh boy, here we go, two safeties in the same game.
Uh-oh.
Dating back to October 21st, 1973. This week was a long time ago. And you know, this last weekend, somebody got a safety, and I thought, oh, is the record in jeopardy because they got a safety in one of those games in San Francisco?
Has to be the same person, I believe.
Yeah. And it It wasn't. They just got one. And they scored. What do you get for that? 2 points? Is that what you got
That's
there?
That's what you get.
So you had four total. I was good. Really
plus
good.
Plus I had a touchdown in there somewhere.
So here's the deal, everybody. So you know this. Back in 1973, playing again, this was Green Bay, correct?
What?
Who are you playing against?
Yes, Green Bay.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Don't act like you don't remember that one.
Well, I didn't hear you.
Okay, Green Bay, and it was Jim Delgazzo, and who was the other guy?
Scott Hunter,
of course.
Should be easy
and
to remember that.
So he got two safeties in the same quarter against two different quarterbacks. That is amazing.
Yes.
Wanted to bring that up. So thank you very much for putting that out there so that we can tell everybody that that's a good congratulatory note. We talked about it the week before. We were off last week. Pamela, thank you so much. Let's see. What else we got here? We got, wait a second. Our good friend Salawi Tau. Aloha from Weston and Maui. I was telling you about the Great Weston Hotel. We've got a great buddy there, Salawi. He is the operations director manager, and he... really, we had a great time with him. And you know what he said? I think he's a big football fan. I think he'd like to see you, Fred.
Should we go over there?
Yeah, he'd... Salawi, if you can set it up, Fred Dreyer will come over with us and we'll hang out at the Westin.
Send two high-powered Yamaha 750 Ski-Doos.
That's what you're going to go out there in the water?
And we'll just take off out of Long Beach, and we'll be there in, like, what, 4 months?
Oh, man. And this, we could do a new Land's End, but this time it's in Hawaii from Black Rock.
Ooh.
Huh?
That'd be exciting.
Salawi's a great guy. If any of you go to the Western in Maui, you got to say hello to Salawi.
I want the 750, a Yamaha that has the TV screen in it, so we can watch Hunter reruns on the way over.
This is good. Salawi, you don't have to go through all that. All we need to do is just... Get a
Wait
room.
A minute. I mean,
we just need some rooms, that's all. We'll even handle our own airfare.
Would you go if I had to ride you on the back?
Of course I would. I could,
right.
You know, I'm with you all the way. I told you I was going to go as Igor for Halloween.
What does that have to do with anything?
All for one and one for all. Let's go back to some more of these notes here, can we please? So we've got, let's see, what else? Salawi, we mentioned hi to him. Bruce, Fred, When you were a celebrity, oh, this is a good one, Bruce. When you were on Celebrity Ghost Stories, what motivated you to share your scary story? Did you pick the story or did the show find you? This, we got to take time to get that story. Fred, please. With your daughter, when you were looking at colleges, that ghost story, they were on there, they did that whole
well,
thing.
Well, my daughter and I were at Hefner's, up his house.
Yes.
On a movie night.
Yeah.
And there was some people that we knew, you know, in the business, TV right. producers and all that stuff. And so I asked, what are you doing now? I asked this woman. And she says, well, I'm working for the, I don't know what the name, I'm working for Celebrity Ghost Stories.
Oh.
And we're putting together stories that celebrities have experienced and putting them on TV. Where, mm-hmm. You know, I said, oh, really? She says, you're a celebrity, aren't you? I said, I think so.
Yeah, it's true.
Let me go ask Hef if I am.
But tell the story. This is the story.
What
is
what do you think I'm doing right
well,
now?
Well, we don't have too much left in the
well,
show.
Well, look, I mean. I
just want to get it in before Halloween.
So anyway, she introduces me to this woman, and I say, hey, how you doing? It's here. And then, she asks me, do you have any type of a story that might be interesting about along the format? I said, not only do I have a celebrity sports story, but I've got the story that will knock your television show off the air.
Getting to chill now thinking about it.
That's right. And she says, oh, really? So I told her the story. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to repeat it now.
Oh, you have to.
No, I don't have enough time, according
well,
you
to you. Got
it. No, I don't have enough time.
This audience is going to be.
I don't have enough time.
You're destroying it for the audience.
Go look it up. Go look Celebrity Sports Stories.
No.
Go Google it. Fred Dreyer.
Halloween.
Well.
I was just getting ready
at it
to
now.
Build
look
a campfire and tell a story.
Well, I mean, if we had the time to do it, I would do it. But we don't,
you
do
got
we?
A few minutes. You got 2-3 minutes.
That's
go ahead.
That's not enough.
Is it going to take a long time?
God, how many times have we gone through
this? I'm not going to take the heat on this one.
I'm not going to take the heat.
I'm going to blame it on Bruce for you getting your question in too late. That's all I got to say, Bruce. Sorry.
Well, you never read it. Did you read it?
I just did now. Now, here's Nikki. She says, hope everyone has a happy Halloween. We will, Nikki, but apparently the ghost story is going to have to be on next week's show. By the way, Lee is in the hospital with COVID. Lee, you got to get better, my buddy.
How old is Lee?
I don't know. He didn't say, but I want you better and out of that hospital. Nikki says, love catching your show each week. And she says, I hope you feel you're feeling better. And let's see. Oh, wait, Lee's got one more comment here. We got to get to Lee. He says, great story that it was. He's talking about this story. And Shannon says we look amazing. And you know what? That's all we needed to hear to move into our final segment here on the show. Don't forget, you can go ahead on Twitter. You follow Fred Dreyer at Fred_Dreyer. You follow me at Mike Horn, CRN. Follow Fred on Twitter. Fred, the real Fred Dreyer, he's on Twitter. That's right. He's the real one. I'm Michael Horn on Facebook. And there you go. And email Fred because he'll read your emails. We didn't get any emails this week. Where the heck are they? Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. That's Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Hope you all have a happy Halloween. It was a great story Fred was going to tell, but apparently we'll get to it next week. It'll be our post-Halloween edition. So stay with us here in the Sports Lounge.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health.
With just two glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. And it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end.
How do you do?
The acting legend. Quick note here, email came in, said, missed you guys last week. This comes from Ann. She said, love seeing and listening to Mr. Dreyer. He's a gentleman. Who was your favorite 1960-era baseball player?
My favorite?
60s.
60s? Yeah. Mickey Mantle.
There you go. And just to kind of round things out here on our Facebook, Lori says, saw the ghost story. It was great. Kathy says, happy Halloween to all. And Pamela said, I saw the ghost story too. Scary good. And by the way, speaking of Pamela, she says, sharing photos from the 1989 episode of Return of White Cloud from the Hunter Show. Hunter and McCall investigate the murder of an art gallery owner who specialized in Native American art. And apparently, Hunter, and we have pictures to show us. We'll put it up at the Sports Lounge for you.com. There's Hunter attends this avant-garde event, and apparently that's the picture is not available for us here right now. Oh, there it is. The avant-garde event. And there he is looking around at some of the good looks there. And McCall tells you to wear something black, so you wear a black necktie.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. And then later on, your expressions, she said, are always interesting and great over there because you don't like some of the art that you see. And she, Pamela says, you convey exactly what Hunter is always thinking when you put this together. So
isn't that the case with most art?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I always have to take a look at it. Wondering if you remember where the scene was filmed.
This was filmed, I think, somewhere in Santa Monica.
All right, Santa Monica, and Stephanie Kramer directed this one.
She did, and I believe she also collaborated with the writers too. This was her story.
Yeah, so that's good stuff.
She did a good job on that show.
All right, so I like that.
Yep.
All right, we got to get out of here because we're out of time. And if you miss anything again, log on to our website and check it out at the Sports Lounge on Demand. Fred_Dreyer is his handle there on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer and email him, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, I just noticed in some of these shots, there's a lot of nice women there at this art gallery.
Yeah, well, maybe you might like art then. Is that correct?
I don't know what happened. Where was I?
You're right there.
I don't know.
We'll see you next week, everybody.
Another missed opportunity.
That's it. Have a good one. See you next week.